In today's episode, we're going to show you how to get unlimited leads using paid marketing strategies. Yep, you got to pay for it.
Oh.
But it can be unlimited.
I want Eddie talking because he like talks about the free stuff. I got some free stuff. The ultimate getting started checklist. That's free, okay? So if you haven't heard about it, every episode, well, you're going to hear it again on the next one too. Get that checklist. It's free. Doesn't hurt. It won't bite. I promise. We've trained it to be good and take care of each of its owners that read it.
Good.
Get that checklist. It's super easy. Just click on it, download it. I promise it's not a virus or anything like that. A lot of good information in here that we personally have gone through the tough and hard times to bring it to you. But yeah, it's free. Check it out. Get it downloaded. If you don't see it, doesn't work, just message us and we'll send it to you.
Yeah. Get three of them.
Three.
And if you listen to this on podcast, Apple, Spotify, please leave us a 5-star review. We really appreciate it and we really need it. We need it so much.
Not my only born child is not going to make it.
But other than that, check out the affiliate links we have below. It really helps the channels out. It helps, you know, just a lot of stuff, paying for stuff, getting more equipment so we can provide more content. We're trying to increase the amount of videos we do a week. So if you want us to do more, let us know. And also we can give away free stuff and everything too as well. But today, that's where the free stuff stops right there.
Yeah. Now we're going into the paid marketing strategies.
Paid marketing.
Oh, so I'm going to stay quiet.
Nope. So Eddie, hit me with some questions.
Question one, how much money do I need to start marketing?
At least $5 a day. I think that's the minimum, I think.
So no lunch money? You have to pay it on marketing?
Yeah, one coffee. One coffee a day.
One coffee.
Just for the one coffee a day. And you bid a market. It's only $150 for most times. But if you market on Facebook, YouTube ads, or Google ads, you can kind of start with $5.
Yeah, so people that really don't understand what marketing is, can you explain it for them?
Yeah. So marketing is the act of making known. That's technically what it is. But the actual, the more going into it and the understanding behind it is that, like, when you're using paid marketing, if you should be building your campaigns up so that you get some type of portion back. If you give Facebook $1, it should give you $3, $5, $10, whatever amount back. So it should be an endless loop. So there should not be a point where you're like, I don't want to spend no more money because I'm making more money. Because you should make them more money. The only thing different about the rental industry that you have an issue with is that you run into bottlenecks, which we talk about inside the ultimate checklist of how to get around them. But the simple bottlenecks are you run into people, vehicles, inventory, and your skill sets. That's kind of the bottlenecks you run into besides advertisement and besides like getting leads and making sales on there. So this right here, using paid marketing strategy will allow you to really get past a lot of the getting the lead stuff right there. You still have to convert them. You still have to pitch them, get them to come back, all that stuff right there. But this will help you get the leads. And that's just general mindset. You just really want to understand that like when you pay for ads, you should get the money back on there. And if you're doing the right way, you're testing your stuff, you should know that. You don't want to test with money that you can't afford to lose on there.
So basically this is the person that's on the street flipping the little arrow sign, come to our business right here. That's basically what it is. But only difference is
the people who need your service aren't people that see it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just like random people actually some platforms just shoot it off to random people. But I think somebody that's whoever's controlling the ad is not doing a very good job. But yeah, generally like
yes, for instance, you George.
But I think just generally like Google, like the person that's in the market to actually searching for it, it'll show up to them. It's just not going to randomly show up to some random person.
Yeah, and so like when you're kind of like developing a plan for this right here, typically for our ads, we get about minimum $10 for every $1. Up to busy season, sometimes it's like $20 to every $1. And it's kind of been growing throughout the years on there. You want to set a plan. You want to put like a comfortable amount aside on there. So like I recommend if you're making $10,000, I would try to put $1 back in my marketing at least a month. At least try to put 10% back and you'll get, you know, even more. That's kind of what you look into doing. But the whole thing you're really trying to do, you're trying to get people who are interested in your content, I mean, interested into your rentals onto your website, turn them into leads, and then have your sales team or you convert them into actual customers. So you really want to, work through that process right there and find the bottlenecks that goes through there. And you want to start with the ads that are more intent-based. These would be your search ads. These would be Bing, Google, the kind of the two big ones right there. And open your guys saying like, oh, Google owns about like 80-something% of the search market. Bing has another 20%, so you can get an extra 20% more on conversions on there. Yelp is pretty good. They work out. They don't work as well as those two, but those are intent-based, technically. They don't give you as much targeting as you might like, but people who are searching for specific businesses, well, you have your Yelp ad show up. Google ads, I mean, YouTube ads, which are very interesting. You can have those be intent-based because they're based off people who are looking for specific stuff based off what type of videos they're looking for. If someone's looking for how to throw the best party, it's pretty well they might be throwing a party pretty soon or something like that, or how to do certain things on there. So those kind of like the main ones. The one that we're about to test out that you guys are going to like this right here. We're going to try it. We're going to bring in affiliate marketing and bring that onto here. And using our previous customers, partners, and other people who might want to make a little money on there. Eddie, which one is your favorite? If you can't choose Google.
No, Google?
And also Facebook ads, which we've been testing out, and they actually work pretty well. We work. They're not as good as the other ones yet, but we're still working on those.
Yeah. I like Bing. It's because it's, I think it's more like a corporate for Bing. So they're less price sensitive. They're more just want to make sure everything, you're legit, make sure you have your insurance, stuff like that. I mean, personally, in the tickets per Bings are generally, I think, they're a little bit higher.
Yeah, a lot
just higher. Just because of the corporate base. And generally, it's like they're needing like 200 chairs, big tents, and cement. And they're not, and they don't shy away when you're like, oh, yeah, it's $10,000. Like, okay, that's cool. You have all your insurance? Yep, we got everything.
You're right about that.
Yep. Same thing with like Hilton and stuff like that and all those other places. I think we got them off of Bing.
Yeah, I think a lot of those come from
Kroger, too.
I don't remember the Kroger one comes from. But we get most of the ones that come from Bing are more on the commercial side by far.
Yeah.
It's not even close. The thing is like on there, from looking at them, like even the leads that come in are.
Because isn't it when, I'm not sure this is right, but whenever you get like a laptop or a desktop, isn't it like the automatic search engines through Bing?
Yeah, it's the default setting for Windows.
So,
because if you didn't know, Bing is owned by Windows or Microsoft, technically.
Yeah.
On there. And actually use the Microsoft Bing platform. It's all the same on there. Now, let's get into search engine advertising on there. We kind of talked a little about it. So those are intent-based. Works very well. I like them a lot. This is the first place I think you should start with. You should also work on having an SEO plan so you can show up organically as well, show up in the maps and doing those things. But those are the free stuff. You know, when you're talking about those things, talking about paid stuff on here. So here's one relevant stack that we found. That Eddie's going to hit me with. Hit me with the stack, Eddie.
Dun, 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 dun. 49% of people click on text ads, while 31% clicks on shopping ads, and 16% click on video ads. Search engine land.
Search engine land. What's a website? They talk about nothing but search engine stuff. Everything like SEM, SEO, search engine marketing, search engine organic, free, paid, basically. On there, that's interesting. So does that mean that Google and Bing are still like most people are clicking on Bing, Google and Bing ads, and then these shopping ads, which are like Amazon or Google's merchant stuff like that, or Next, and then there's video ads. But there's video ads that are the cheapest.
YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think these are the cheapest though, by far of all of these. It's not even like close. So I think even if you get six, you get technically, what is that, three times less clicks, or people click on it three times less, your CTR is going to be three times less, but your actual, like, what you spend is, like, 10 times less a lot of times, which is interesting. So YouTube ads and stuff like that are really good experience. You just got to target people in your areas who are watching specific videos. The best thing about that, I'm going to give you a little trick right here. When you're doing YouTube ads, you want to pick your area, pick it out, whatever area you want right there, and you need to find the exact videos that people need to be watching. So find the most popular videos about people planning parties or throwing a party or something about like how to create something for a party. It can be like, the napkins. It can be, drinks, food, or whatever it's going to be that people might throw at a party, do something for that, or themes for parties, something like that for people in there. And then you can run it and be better because you want to be really targeted on it. You're not going to get a lot of views at first, but those views are going to convert a lot more. Mm-hmm. And then as you go through, you put those new videos into your repertoire as you go through, as you find more and more of them. And that's how you get really, really targeted on there. And you want to choose people who actively click ads too. You don't want to send to somebody who's never ever clicked the ad too, but they have that in the settings on there. The next thing, social media advertising, the paid side on this one. But this right here, we've been testing this out, Facebook ads. We've had some success. Our dollar back range right now is at like $3, so it's like we spend $1, we get $3 back.
It's not horrible.
Yeah, it's not horrible. It's
mean nothing.
Yeah, or zero. Or I get less than nothing. We're in the hole. We just losing. We don't get no money back.
Yeah.
And so we just negative. So it's working through. We're doing some light stuff on this right here. I'm hoping to get this thing completely running. So by next year during the winter, we have a second piece of advertising that's paid that we can run off to on there. So we can still get all the leads that we need to get. One thing I have seen that we haven't done a lot of, we did a little bit, but like retargeting is like crazy. Like when you retarget people that actually went to the page and get them to come back, like in terms of leads, those numbers get way higher on there. But we have to build up everything to do that on there. I think this year I want to try some Instagram ads, some TikTok ads, see how they go. We're going to create some content from our Kelly Rental stuff. And we'll create like a couple of different things, test them out, see how those go. On those, we don't have any data right now from that because we haven't used those right now. Have you used any Instagram ones?
Mm-mm.
No. So what do you think about this right here? I've did a little test on it right here. Facebook ads in the marketplace. Have you ever done any ads inside the marketplace?
No.
What do you think about the ads that are in the marketplace?
I'm always on there because I like the free stuff or the cheap. But some of it's actually pretty good. I mean, people are already searching. And sometimes, like, there's a lot of times, like, I'm not even looking for this stuff. I'm like, it pops up. I'm like, hey. Oh. And I find, like, and then I click it. I think it takes you to their website and stuff like that. So I think it's pretty good.
That one's very interesting.
Yeah, because they're already searching.
Yeah. It's basically like Google when it comes
out. Yeah. Far. And, you know, it just pops up in front of them. Like,
yeah. So as Facebook grows, I really believe Facebook's going to buy some company that does services or something like that, and they're going to just implement it into the marketplace, and then they can sell ads. They can basically, they're just trying to sell ads, so eyeballs. Mm-hmm. So they'll create a lot of demand around it, put it in the marketplace, and start letting people to do services and stuff in there too, not just products. So technically, if you read, you're not really supposed to be able to put rentals on there, but you still can find ways, and Eddie finds ways all the time on the system. He'd be tricking them. Even magician. but yeah.
I tricked them the other day, but then I rewarded it, and then they caught on to me. I'm like, dang it.
Dang.
You're not supposed to be selling certain things on there. But,
yeah.
You know.
Certain things.
I'm like, all right, Mr. AI, you're not going to catch this one. You're too young.
Too young. But yeah, you can do that. But don't be afraid to use some paid ads. You have to really sit down and test it. So just write out what you're doing. Write out, like, the actual ad, the targeting on that part. So generally what I like to do first is like you really want to get basically want to get your targeting of who you're messaging down first. Like, not like who you're actually going to be talking to before you actually get the offer down a lot of times on there. Because then you'll just see stuff like that. Or you can work vice versa. You can create up with a good offer and then you can go the opposite way too. It don't matter when, but you want to start one or the other. Don't do both at the same time. So if you're doing your targeting of what you're targeting, you want to go through and see. And the only thing you're trying to judge off right now is getting the highest click-through rate. The higher the click-through rate, the more relevant it is to that user. And then once you get the highest click-through rate, then now you want to see, click-through rate, then you want to start working on the actual ad. And that's how you go from click-through rate to how many of those people convert over to leads over there. And that's kind of the general how you would just work through it. And those are how you see the numbers. The higher your click-through rate, the better you're doing. the more you're converting, the more money you're getting from there. And how you click the rating actually be the cheaper each click actually end up being for you across Facebook or any of these places right here. That's general how you do it. But do we have any more statistics, Eddie?
All right, let's see. I think there's one on here. It says 65% of small business use paid advertising to promote their products or services.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So why aren't you doing it?
Yep. Why not?
Why not? Hit me with another one.
One more? Okay.
Yeah, one more.
68% of business say that PPC advertising is a good way to get new customers.
Should be more, but whatever. It is what it is. All right, yeah. Eddie. So this, I know it's not your forte. Can you hit me with a summary today?
Dun, 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 dun. Summary. Paid marketing strategies. They are very essential to businesses. As you see, a lot of them do, and over 50%, so over half. They're doing it for a reason, because they work. And there's a lot of platforms out there that offer advertising because, you know, they have a masses of people that are there watching. And it's just easy to put you in front of them when they're ready to buy. Or they have the intent to. So the main thing is, if you're not running ads, you need to start doing it now. Even just to test it out. Like I said, I think our best, you know, what's it called? A dollar return is like, what, like 20 times or so in the busy season. You know, even with the Facebook we're working on, it's like 4 times or 3 times or whatever. But regardless, for every dollar that you put in, you're supposed to get X amount of dollars. As long as you're getting, you know, at least you're double the amount, I think that's good. And then you can build on to that. But overall, the whole thing is to make more money, but you're going to have to invest some money to do so with this. And don't be scared, because most people are like, oh, no. Like I said previously, I think a couple of videos back, there are people that are like, hey, pay this much for, and you'll get this return. And a lot of people are like, oh, no, thank you. Like $100 or $300. But if you're guaranteed that if you put in $300, you'll get $3,000, everyone would jump for that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we're not saying that this is going to happen, but these are the gateways to getting those kind of results. But you have to start somewhere, and paid advertisement is going to be your way. I mean, you can still do your other things, like going around talking to, you know, churches or schools, or even, you know, word of mouth. That's going to work for you too. But the paid advertisement is going to get those people that have the intention to buy right in front of you. And it's going to be your job to convert them and make them to actual paying customers. But yeah, man, just get on there, get on the market, and pull out that wallet, and let's make some money.
Yeah, and this helps you also too with your business development. You learn stuff faster, you can use it out. This is not this is not saying you don't do none of that stuff. You still do all your free stuff, but you do the paid stuff too. And then you do your business development when you're grinding, hitting the boots, running out. So we're gonna talk about that on another episode. But if you haven't, get the Ultimate Checklist. Eddie will send you 10 photos of kittens if you get it. Or if you don't like kittens, if you don't get it, he will send them to you. but please give us a 5-star review if you listen to us on a podcast, on, you know, what is that, Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon. I guess I've seen we are on Audible, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So moving on up.
Moving on up. And if you're one of the lucky few to watch us on YouTube, please subscribe. And if you're not one of the lucky few, please go subscribe to us on YouTube, too, so you can be one of them.
Yeah.
As well, so you can see us and you can see what we look like.
And don't be stopping me out in public. It's like, hey, you're Eddie. I'm like, yeah, I am.
But make sure you guys shout out to us. Reach out to us, anything. We have consulting if you need anything like that. Or if you just want to talk to us, send us a message, an email, and we'll just get back and we can chat about them stuff. We love talking about this.
Yeah.
So I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See you.